Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and a mobile app. Happy New Year, everybody. I want to wish you a healthy, happy, and safe 2022. I hope you're enjoying the first couple days of the new year, and I hope you feel like it's a fresh start, a new beginning, and that you have a good, positive outlook for 2022. You are beautiful, you are smart, you are kind, you are a good person, you have everything going for you. If you are all of those things, you have everything. Before I get started on my Happy New Year, Beautiful Divorced Girl podcast with all my tips, I want to wish the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast a happy one-year anniversary. It was exactly a year ago this time I started the podcast. I was scared. I wasn't sure if I'd sound like an idiot. I wasn't sure what would happen with it. But I went into 2021 saying, okay, I am going to record a podcast every single week and see what happens. And I did it. Some of them I did myself. Some of them I had guests. All the guests I had were so good. I mean, they were so smart in their fields. They gave great advice. And what ended up happening was I got the best response. I think the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast was a huge success. Because it's authentic, it's vulnerable, it's real. I'm not afraid to tell the truth. I'm not afraid to admit mistakes I've made. I tell my stories. I give advice based on just what I did wrong and what I did right. I don't try to be an expert or anything. And I just want to make people have hope, feel happy, feel inspired, feel like they're going to be okay during and after their divorce. And I really hope I'm doing that. So we're in year two of the podcast. I'm so excited. I've got some awesome guests lined up in the next few weeks. And I just feel such a good vibe from this whole podcast. So on to Happy New Year, beautiful divorced person. Here are my 17 tips for 2022. Before I get started, I want to talk about two Divorce Girl Smiling partners who I think are amazing that I think could help you if you need help in these areas. The first partner is Katz & Stefani, which is a law firm based in Chicago that has 12 attorneys. I think the world of Katz & Stefani. They are a wonderful firm. They've been around since 2009. I have known Dan Stefani for several years, one of the founders. He is so smart, experienced, calm, and what I would recommend if you're looking for a divorce attorney is calling Dan. And either he will take your case or recommend one of his 12 attorneys that might be a good fit for you, and then you could interview that person. So Katz & Stefani. The other Divorce Girl Smiling partner I want to talk about is Jenny Stevens, who is a divorce coach and a therapist. And Jenny is somebody I met about 6 months ago. Oh my gosh, I immediately loved her. She is a former high school therapist, so she has worked with adolescents, young adults, teenagers, and their parents. She is so experienced, but then she also went through a divorce a few years ago and is very experienced in that area as well. Jenny is full of energy, passion, compassion. She's just a lovely person who's really smart and will get you. So her company is called Create Change Consultants, and her name is Jenny Stevens. And you can find all of my Divorce Girl Smiling partners on divorcegirlsmiling.com. Okay, on to the 17 pieces of advice for you beautiful divorced girl, or I should say divorced person. So the first thing I want to tell you is, when I was younger, and even after I got divorced when I was 41, I always had a lot of doubt. I would always second guess everything I was doing. And I think that's normal when you're going through a divorce. But try not to doubt yourself. If you make a rational decision and you trust your gut and you think you did the right thing, then go with it and don't spend a lot of time doubting it. And if it turns out that you realize it wasn't the right decision, then you can make changes. But doubting yourself doesn't help. If you make a decision, be confident with the decision. If you feel that it was made rationally, with everything in mind, and your gut is telling you it's right, try not to doubt it. That's number one. Number two, this might be my favorite of all of my pieces of advice. Remember that you can reinvent yourself at any age. So I think that when people get divorced, it can make them feel lost. Like they don't really know who they are anymore as this a non-married person. And I think that's really normal. And I think that as sad as divorce is, it's a wonderful opportunity because it's forcing you to make this huge change and figure out who the hell you are now. That could mean as a parent, a friend, a romantic partner, professionally, anything having to do with something you're passionate about. So people always think that they're too old to change careers or they're too old to get divorced. And I think that is so not the case. I know countless people who reinvented themselves, including yours truly, by just doing something they were passionate about. I mean, that's how I started Divorce Girl Smiling. I was a former journalist. And I was looking to create a platform to help divorced people so they wouldn't be so isolated and alone. And look what I have built. I mean, I never thought I could do anything like this. And I'm doing it. And I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it too. People are so afraid of change. Everybody's afraid of change. And the older you get, the scarier change gets. But the older you get, the more self-confident you get, the smarter you get, the more wise you get, and the more at peace you become with things. You know, you're more mature, you're less impulsive, you look at the bigger picture. So getting old does have its advantages. And remember, you are never too old to make changes and reinvent yourself. That's number two. Number three is stop comparing yourself to other people. So I can name 20 women who I look at and I go, why is she more successful in her business? Why is she skinnier than me? Why is she always traveling and I'm not? So instead of comparing yourself to somebody, just remember that they have problems too. And they might be looking at you saying, why does she have such wonderful kids? Why does she make working look so easy? Why does she have such a wonderful boyfriend? It's easy to look at people and be envious of what they have, but you're not seeing the bigger picture. You're not seeing everything. So just try to have gratitude every day for what you have, for your health, for your kids, for your home, for doing what you love, for your friends, for your new wonderful life that you have ahead of you. So just stop comparing yourself to other people. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with your host, me, Jackie Pilisoff. And we're talking about my pieces of advice for 2022. I'm moving on to number four. Don't be afraid to be alone. So I think that a lot of people don't get divorced because they're truly afraid of being alone. And I get it. I was the same way. Nobody wants to be alone. It feels scary. It feels isolating. But I promise you that if you can learn to be comfortable with being alone, just for a little while, I'm not saying you're never going to meet anyone again, you will be so empowered and so at peace. Just enjoy the quiet. Enjoy the peace. Let yourself heal. Let yourself reflect on what went wrong, why it took you so long to leave, why your ex left you, whatever it is. Healing is a process that takes a long time. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy yourself while you're healing. It doesn't mean you can't have a life while you're healing, but it's a very long process. I promise you, being alone is empowering, it's a good thing, and you're not going to be alone forever. Ooh, moving on to number five, love your body. So, okay, today's January 2nd. I feel so fat and bloated and disgusting from eating, drinking, eating whatever I basically wanted for the last 2 weeks. I feel gross, but I do realize that I am healthy and all I have to do is have a couple days of detox to feel better already and love my body for who I am. If you're healthy and you feel good enough to live a normal life, that is like 99.999% of what's important. Okay, number six, breathe. I have a fun fact for you. Did you know that it's impossible to engage in deep breathing and be stressed at the same time? So if you are feeling stressed and you start going down that road of, oh my gosh, my attorney's going to call me Tuesday with bad news. I just know it. My ex is being a jerk. I'm afraid I'm going to be alone forever. Am I going to get to keep my house? Whatever it is you're worried about and you start going down that road, stop. Look around, look outside the window, look at this beautiful day that's outside, and just breathe really deeply, and I promise you it'll go away. Take four really deep 20-second breaths. Number seven, love your kids, your parents, and other family members as much as you can. So if you're going through a divorce, your kids are really feeling it. I don't care how young or old they are feeling it. What that means is that they will appreciate you being present with them as much as you can, telling them stories, making them laugh, saying, remember when you were little and we used to do this? I remember when you were born, this is what happened. Kids feel so good when you tell them stories about themselves. They love it. As far as your parents, aging people, family members, tell them how you feel. Go tell the elderly stories about the past. They will love you for that and you will feel so good about yourself. That's number seven. Number eight. Forgive. Okay, so when I say the word forgive, I know that people are saying to themselves, people listening, why would I forgive my ex? He or she ruined my life. I'm in this boat because of them. I get it. I validate you. I understand how you feel. I know you're hurting. You are angry. You're resentful. But try to accept what happened and just give in to being at peace. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting or, you know, forgetting what happened or pretending what the person did was okay. Forgiving is about moving on, not dwelling on the past, so there's space in your head for embracing now and embracing your future. That's number eight. I'm going to move on to number nine. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with your host, Jackie Pilisoff. And we're talking about some tips for 2022 to get it started on the right note. Before I move on to number nine, I want to mention two more Divorce Girl Smiling partners. They're awesome. And the first one is Anna Krolikowska, who is a divorce attorney who has her own practice. Anna is wonderful. Anna has been practicing for 15 years. She is the president of the Illinois State Bar Association, if that tells you anything. She's ethical, she's smart, she's compassionate, she's energetic, she's a woman, if that's what you want. And I just love Anna. I've known her for several years. So Anna Krolikowska. The other person I want to mention is Jeremy Woods. And Jeremy is somebody you want to talk to if you need to refinance your house, you need a mortgage, you're buying a new house and you need a mortgage, whatever it is, mortgages, call Jeremy Woods. And again, all of these people are listed on the Divorce Girl Smiling website, or you can Google them. Okay, moving on to number nine. Focus on today, not tomorrow and not yesterday. Looking back is unproductive and only causes negative feelings or stress or regrets. Worrying about the future causes fear and more stress. Living in the present is an anti-stressor. I know, like, you hear that all the time, like, live in the present, live in the present. Well, what does that mean? That means taking every day, day by day, What is going to make you happy? I'm not saying don't plan for the future. Everybody needs to plan for the future. But just don't dwell on it and spend all your time on the future. Spend most of your day worrying about today. Okay, I'll give you an example. I was just thinking, what am I going to do for dinner tonight? My kids are still home. And then I asked my son what he wanted. He said, Mom, I'd love to have some steak. So I decided to plan a little dinner party. We're going to have some steak. I'm going to go to the store later. I'm going to buy steak, maybe potatoes, salad, bread, whatever. Open up a bottle of wine. My boyfriend's going to come over. It's snowing out. It's freezing. Light a fire and just have a fun night. That's going to make me have a good day. What are you going to do today? Okay, moving on to number 10, open your heart. What do I mean by open your heart? Get to know people before you judge and be open-minded. Don't be afraid to let someone in. I know it's hard. Now, this advice is applicable to friendships, to dating, to old friends, whatever it is. Open your heart and don't judge. Like if you hear somebody got divorced and everybody said, well, she's getting a divorce because she had an affair. Don't judge until you talk to the person and find out the whole story. I know it's not easy, but try not to judge. And also if you meet like some guy on a dating app and you think he's like a real jerk, try not to judge him. He might be going through a really bad time. That's number 10. Number 11, stop fighting. Stop fighting, stop arguing, stop making your divorce so argumentative. Just let your attorneys do their work or let your mediator do his or her work and stop. Just leave the past behind. Stop saying, well, we're in this mess because of you. Those feelings are really, really valid, but there's something to say to your therapist or your friends, not to your ex anymore. So just stop fighting and remember that you only have control over how you act, not how your ex acts. Number 12, verbalize gratitude every single day. So in 2016, I started doing this. I started waking up every morning and before I would let myself get out of bed, I would make a gratitude list just for like 1 or 2 minutes and thank God for everything I have in my life and realize it and appreciate it. And it just gets your day started off so much better than if you wake up and think, oh my gosh, today I have to do my discovery thing for my lawyer. Then I have to take my kids to my ex's and his new girlfriend's going to be there and I can't even deal with it. No. Just get out of that mindset and think about what you're grateful for. Think of the big picture. Number 13, engage in self-care. So selfish and self-care are two very different things. Selfish is when you have no regard for others and you only think of yourself. Self-care means you love yourself enough to take care of yourself while taking care of your kids and others, but knowing that you deserve to take care of yourself too. What is self-care? Self-care is buying what you want for yourself, getting massages, making sure you go to the doctor, taking a break if you need a break from work or your kids or anything, doing a yoga class, going to bed early, drinking water, taking care of yourself physically, going to therapy, and maybe even going on medication if that's what you feel you need. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, me, your host. I hope you're enjoying my tips for 2022 to have a happy new year, you beautiful, beautiful person. Number 14, carve yourself a piece of enjoyment every single day. Life is like a pie and each piece represents something. One piece is work, one piece is kids, one piece is dating, one piece is your divorce, getting that done. So take a piece every day to do something for yourself. Number 15, talk to God. I don't care if you are not really a religious person, if maybe you're Jewish, but you don't really celebrate the Jewish holidays. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about having faith in God and knowing that He is listening. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to go to synagogue. I mean, going to those places is good, but if you don't want to, you don't have to. God is everywhere. He's in your bedroom. He's in your house. He's outside. He's in your heart. And if you express gratitude and ask for stuff, He is listening. And I think talking to God can feel calming. It gives you a sense of control, like at least you can control something. And it makes you just feel like you're doing something. I'm not saying that talking to God will make your problems go away, but talking to God will make you feel like He's giving you strength to act in ways to help your problems go away and eventually get better. Number 16, give. What do I mean by give? I mean philanthropy, both financial and your time. I'm talking about random acts of kindness that are good for the world and good for others, and giving so that you feel you're really making a contribution. Because giving not only helps who you're giving to, but it helps you. It's good for your soul. It's good for your well-being. It makes you feel so good about yourself. Giving fosters self-love. It empowers you. It gives you purpose. And I promise you, I think giving helps your karma come back to you and make good things happen to you. Last one, number 17, is love yourself, you beautiful, beautiful person. You're amazing. You're strong. You have courage and you're loving. You have love in your heart despite what you're going through. I know that about you. I think women, everybody is very hard on themselves, especially during a divorce. We tend to focus on the negatives, what we don't have, what's going on right now. But remember that you have it all if you have health and if you have a good attitude and if you have patience. So with that said, I want to wish you all a happy, healthy, and safe new year, you beautiful, gorgeous, kind, smart, capable people. I promise you, 2022 is going to be better, and things are just going to keep getting better and better for you. So come visit me at divorcegirlsmiling.com. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I wish you all the best.